Everybody's talking.
Jana Ondráčková is Human Rights Education Coordinator with the Czech Helsinki Committee, so I think she's just the right person to answer the question, do children in the Czech Republic have the rights they're entitled to?
Well, that's a very tricky question. They do have the rights to what they're entitled to as long as adults know what their rights really are, and that is the problem, because most adults don't really know children have any rights. Many of them do know, or have a slight feeling that children should have some rights or other, but they are very reluctant to let their children know they have rights, let alone respect them. But let's not put it on a sad note. I don't think children in this country have less rights than they have in any other country. They are relatively disciplined, meaning that in the school we do not let them run wild like they do in some other countries.
Is that breaching their rights, not letting them run wild?
You know, there's one thing I always say, and my rights end where the rights of the other guy begin, which means that I cannot breach or infringe on the rights of anybody else. Adults and other children have to respect my rights, but respecting my rights does not mean that I can do whatever I want, wherever I want to do it, and on whatever occasion, meaning I cannot throw stones at people, I cannot be noisy when other people want to sleep, etc., etc. So yes, children do have rights, they're supposed to have rights, and I think they have quite a good measure of rights, mostly, but they should not and must not infringe on other people's rights, and that, I think, is the problem.
I add, correct me if I'm wrong, that the main problem is that the teachers and the parents are not in a position or do not realize that this should be brought home to the children. And many a teacher, many a parent will say, if I tell them they have any rights, if I let them have any rights, that'll be the end of discipline, the end of organized life. Where is that line, and how much do grown-ups in this country know about it?
Absolutely, you're absolutely right. Now the problem is, I think, and experience has taught me over the years, that the main problem is lack of communication. Either parents don't have the time, or they don't have the will, or both. The same goes for teachers. I mean, if you have a class of 30 pupils, it is very, very difficult to draw the line. If you let them have every right they think they have, or every right they even do have, infringing on everybody else's right. Now, if you have, okay, the pupil has the right of expression. Now, he has the right of expression, but he shouldn't scream and shout, not letting other people have the right of expression. If you have the right to assemble to protest, that's fine, but you shouldn't assemble in front of the school when everybody else is trying to concentrate on their lessons, tests, etc. So you have to draw a very, very fine line. The same goes with the right to privacy. Now, every child has the right to privacy. On the other hand, even under the Convention on the Rights of the Child, every child has the right to protection. Now, how on earth do you protect a child when you do not infringe on his or her privacy? How do you know with whom he is associating? How do you know with whom he is exchanging letters, receiving emails for that matter, surfing on the internet for maybe pornographic materials, etc.? So that is a very, very thin tightrope you have to walk, and you have to draw a very, very thin line. On the one hand, you have to respect the child's privacy. On the other hand, you have to see that you really protect him. It is very, very difficult. Not many parents have the time or the will to do it. And as for teachers, it is very difficult because we do have very big classes in this country, 28, 29. Now you try to respect every single right with a class of 29. I understand that some teachers just can't do it.
So would you say that in that respect, Czech children are worse off than, let's say, American or British or German kids?
I don't think they're worse off. I think the degree to which children in America are allowed to carry firearms and shoot at their classmates does not represent any freedom or any degree of right at all. And as a matter of fact, the United States of America is the only civilized country in the world that has as yet to ratify the Convention on the Rights of the Child. Hence the case of Elian Gonzalez, which is very closely linked with the Convention on the Rights of the Child, because every child has, under the Convention, every child has the right to speak out freely on matters which relate to him, which matter to him, which are important for him. i.e. a matter of divorce, where do I stay with my mom or with my dad? Where do I move to Cuba, or do I stay in the United States? Now, if you don't respect the convention, you just shift the little child to Cuba and say, well, he can come back whenever he wants. Now, that's rubbish.
Now, coming back to the Czech Republic from the United States of America, does a child here have the right to decide when his parents get a divorce whether he wants his father or his mom?
Theoretically, yes. I've spoken to lawyers and counsels, and I've spoken to a judge or two, and they say yes. In this country, because we have ratified the Convention on the Rights of the child should, I mean, if he's of the age to be able to decide, that is, not a two-year-old, but maybe a 10, 11-year-old, he should be able to decide whether he will stay with his mom and dad. The problem is that the parents won't let him. I mean, the parents will start quarreling, they will sort of not allow him to take any decisions.
Well, that's what the judge is there
that's
for.
That's what the judge is there for, but, I mean, instead of asking the child, he will probably say, well, you two decide and we'll see what happens. So that is the problem. It's not the problem of the child, it's the problem of the institutions. It's not the problem of children having rights, it's the problem of adults implementing these rights, telling the children that they are entitled to these rights.
So, what is the Helsinki Committee and other organizations doing in that respect?
Well, the Helsinki Committee has published a little booklet called What is the Convention on the Rights of the Child? Proudly, I have to say that we've distributed almost 10,000 copies to schools all over the country, which is quite a lot. We have several projects. One project is called Neighbors, which is all about respecting one another, and it starts with the rights of every child. This project is now ongoing in 17, 18 schools. It's basically the second year, so we're still at the very beginning. And we try to do what we can to tell parents that they should tell their children, that the children should know, and that the child should know that his rights should not be infringed on, but that the child, he or she, should not infringe on anybody else's rights, which basically should be the way civilized people should behave. And that all people are different, but all are equal, which is important.
Yes, which borders with other minority problems, which
well,
we have plenty of.
Everybody in his own right is his own minority. I mean, if you have 30 children in a class, everybody, every single one of them is a minority, because everybody is different. One is red-haired, one is tall, one is short, one is fat, one is thin, one is good at math, one is good at languages. Everybody is a minority, and if you start from there, it's very, very easy to make them understand that they're all different, they all have equal rights, and they all have their rights which they should stand up for, but not by infringing on other people's rights, and that's the most important thing.
It's going to take quite a long time before that really is practiced by teachers and by parents. Are you an optimist?
Yes. I am an optimist because I've been teaching their children's rights, or the rights of the child, for the better part of 8 years now. And children know more than they did 8 years ago. They understand more than they did 8 years ago. And I think the young generation, the generation of 12 to 15-year-olds, will grow up to be responsible citizens, which I think is very important, knowing their rights and their responsibilities, which are two sides of the same coin, mind you.